This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. When the power went out at a building of Los Angeles International Airport for a couple of seconds yesterday, it was the third outage in 10 days. On Monday, things didn't go so well. The power outage hit both a main and a backup line, and some parts of the airport had no electricity for several hours. Worse still was a week before that when a control tower was knocked out after backup generators failed. Airport authorities experienced the usual 21st-century anxieties about vulnerability to terrorism. As it turned out, the villain in two of those three outages was the crow, which is not the nom de guerre of some fiendish terrorist, but rather a bird, a crow. Kent Noyes is director of engineering at the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. He says the unlucky avian picked the wrong spot to roost.
The bird landed on one of our insulators on one of our poles in the airport area and made contact with the live wire while making contact also with the pole. And this caused the line to relay, and of course it did cause the bird to be electrocuted.
And you found the culprit in question?
We did find a bird, yes. And there actually was a witness, a person who actually kind of heard a crack like a firecracker and looked up and then saw the bird fall. So we not only have the bird, but we had a witness.
On April 12th, did the blackout at the airport in that case, was that occasioned also by a bird, do you think?
April 12th incident was caused by a bird. That also was witnessed by workers at a nearby hotel, and they threw the bird in a dumpster and took a picture of it, and we've actually retrieved that bird and made copies of their pictures.
And then the third time this month, also a bird?
The third time was a failure of an electrical component in a station, and this station was at the airport, and actually it was the station that supplied the main control tower. Fortunately, the FAA and airport equipment worked properly at that time, so they did not lose the air control tower, but we did have an outage at that station.
I have heard it's usually some rather condescending European asking why we Americans don't bury our power lines.
Actually, we probably have about 40% of our lines that are underground. To underground them is just a very expensive proposition, but some of the lines going into the airport are completely underground. We do pick out our more critical circuits and do have plans to underground those.
Well, how could you render the power lines invulnerable to the possibility of one crow causing even a couple of seconds blackout?
There's some things that we can do to discourage crows from landing on our lines, and we do have one item that we call a bird guard. The bird guard is a plastic device that's probably about 2 feet long that has several rows of spikes that stick up maybe about 4 inches in different directions. And a bird will just come in and see that and then choose to land in another place. So it just keeps them away from our landing on a cross arm near the energized conductors.
You'd have to have a lot of these, though, to cover all the vulnerable spots, wouldn't you?
Yes, and it's not our intention that this be the ultimate solution. We are going to be working with the airport and FAA and developing something that's mutually agreeable to both of us. This is a temporary solution, so we make sure we don't have a third incident on that same pole.
Can you now say with confidence, nevermore, there will not be another crow-induced blackout at the airport?
You know, I've learned my lesson not to say nevermore, but we're certainly doing everything we can to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Well, Mr. Noyes, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Kent Noyes, who is the Director of Engineering at the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, speaking about the blackouts at LAX caused twice this month by birds on the line.